It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thank you so much for downloading Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 159. Musical guest Alex Turner of Arctic Monkeys. He drops by with his acoustic guitar to play a couple of songs. We discuss the interesting new cover of Time magazine. The one with a woman breastfeeding what appears to be, a 10-year-old kid. And a handful of entertainment and pop culture nuggets from the week. It's Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 159. Thank you for downloading.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Looks like the Avengers had the biggest domestic box office opening of all time, taking in more than $200 million. Other movie news? We haven't even seen the first sequel yet, but already James Cameron says he may do a fourth installment in the Avatar series. Which may sound ambitious at this point, but I mean, let's say the second movie is half as good, the third is half again as good, and the fourth is half again that good. The first one grossed $2 billion. That's still more than $250 million. And that's if the movies are bad. And could Amanda Bynes be the next Lindsay Lohan? It's looking that way. The Easy A star was involved in yet another vehicular mishap this past Friday. A month after a DUI arrest and two other minor driving incidents, and Bynes allegedly sideswiped a pickup truck and just kept going.
Paging Dr. Shaquille O'Neal. Dr. Shaquille O'Neal.
That's right. The supersized NBA baller has been granted a doctorate. And I mean, thankfully, it's not a medical doctorate. Could you imagine getting a prostate exam from those fingers? Interestingly, though, it's not an honorary doctorate. He promised his parents in 92 when he joined the NBA that one day he'd finish school. And he did.
Lane Mitchell podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Now, while the runaway train that is North America's obesity epidemic does appear to be slowing, we haven't even seen the worst of it yet. Experts are predicting the situation will peak around the year 2030, at which point nearly 42% of us will be obese. Good news for investors, though. The elastic waistband industry should yield some nice gains. And the 71-year-old game show host, despite being nude at the time, recently chased down a burglar who broke into his hotel room. Who is Alex Trebek? After 28 years hosting Jeopardy, Alex Trebek is now talking about retiring. He says he'll give it another 2 years, make it an even 30. Now, while that's not a show I watch a whole bunch, I couldn't help but wonder what it would take to reinvigorate that game show for a new generation. And after much deliberation, the answer came to me. Neil Patrick Harris. I would watch that. And John Travolta was trending on Twitter this week. He's being sued for sexual assault over accusations he was, let's just say getting creative with the massage oil in front of his masseur. Yeah, and not masseuse, masseur, a guy. A story that Travolta says is absolute friction. I mean, fiction.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Now, if I were about to tell you that Against Me frontman Tom Gabel was engaged, I would say, I have some news. If I were about to tell you Against Me frontman Tom Gabel was gay, I would say, I have some surprising news. But I think even the word shocking here is underselling the bombshell I'm about to drop on you. Tom Gabel of Against Me has come out as transgender. He is going to become a woman. And if you always wanted to be popular, give this a try. Exercise. Yeah, researchers from the University of Bristol decided to study a potential link between exercise and popularity in school children. And surprisingly, they learned social butterflies were more physically active than their less popular classmates. In fact, on average, they had one more friend for every 10 minutes of exercise. And celeb news, Brad Pitt will be the new face of Chanel No. 5. Yeah, I know what you're thinking, and you're right. I mean, thank God that poor man finally got a break. You know, I mean, aside from being fabulously wealthy, talented, blessed with great genes, and marrying a woman widely regarded to be one of the best-looking women on the planet, I mean, it's great to hear that something is finally working out for poor, poor Brad Pitt.
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Rachel Ray and Martha Stewart are feuding. That's right, people. It just got real. Martha apparently criticized Rachel's cooking style, said she was more of an entertainer. Now, Rachel Ray moved into Stewart's old studio and insisted that her staff perform a ritual to chase away the negative spirits. Oh yeah, it's on. Who do you think would win in a street fight, though? I mean, Rachel Ray does have age on her side, but Martha has been to prison. It changes a person. And Jerry Seinfeld is headed back to TV. He's teaming up with Alec Baldwin, Ricky Gervais, and former writing partner Larry David for Comics and Cars, a show that'll feature the gang test-driving cars and talking shop. And wow, suddenly Demi Moore and Jessica Simpson's naked pregnant bodies plastered on the cover of Vanity Fair doesn't seem so shocking. Time Magazine's latest cover features a 26-year-old mother breastfeeding her son. Nothing wrong with a mom feeding her child, right? This kid, however, is almost 4 years old. For me, it crosses the weird barrier the minute the kid can eat standing up. Yeah, like at 4 years old, I was making myself scrambled eggs.
The Lane Mitchell Show, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Carol Shelby has died. Now, you may be asking, who the hell is that? Well, that is unless you're a muscle car enthusiast. Carol Shelby was the guy who built the famed Shelby Cobra. The guy was actually a chicken farmer. He went out of business, got into auto racing, eventually started customizing cars. It wasn't long before Chrysler started knocking at his door saying, how do we squeeze more horsepower into our Viper? Ford, likewise. In fact, Carol Shelby's personal ride, a 2007 Mustang, recently sold for almost $6 million. And according to the dyno, had about 800 horsepower under the hood. And when does a woman's sex drive peak? The obvious answer is whenever you're not around. But according to a new study published in Women's Health magazine, a woman's sex drive reaches its zenith around 11 p.m. on Saturday nights. And more accusations of sexual wrongdoing for John Travolta. His lawyer refuted one of the more recent claims, saying that Travolta wasn't even in New York at the time, the city where the alleged incident occurred. One problem, flight records have surfaced proving otherwise. Now, I'm not saying John Travolta's guilty, but lying about it doesn't exactly scream innocence, does it?
The Lane Mitchell, Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.
Colette, I gotta ask you something. Have you seen the cover of Time Magazine?
The cover? No, I haven't. Why? What's up?
There's a woman on the cover.
Uh-huh.
Breastfeeding a child.
Yeah.
And the kid is almost 4 years old.
Four?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, wait. I want to be fair. He's 3 years and 11 months.
Okay, so...
He's standing up.
Wow.
For real.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm one of millions of people in this world who is very all right with a woman feeding her child in public.
Yeah.
You know, nothing wrong with that. I mean, a kid needs to eat, right?
Yeah.
But at that age, I was making myself scrambled eggs.
It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. It's Lane Mitchell Podcast.
Hey, so a few people were talking about that Time Magazine cover, I guess. They've got a picture of a woman breastfeeding a child, and so the conversation kind of got to whether it's appropriate.
Well, I actually had the picture posted on the official Sonic Facebook page for a while there. And you say a child, this kid is like 4 years old. That quickly spiraled out of control.
Well, yeah, have you ever seen that guy at the bar that's about six beers too drunk? So he's just giving everybody the stink eye? I get that sometimes with the mothers who are breastfeeding. Like, they're pretty militant about it. They're almost daring you to say something or give them a look. You don't want to make eye contact because then it's go time.
You know, I kind of get that and I hate that. And the reason I hate that is because I'm an advocate.
Yeah.
If you want to breastfeed on a stage with a spotlight on you, I don't care. Which is the worst part, you know? It's like the second I say something and it's, hey, hey. You know, and it's like, well, no, you don't get it. I'm right there with you.
Well, it's not the breastfeeding, though. It really isn't. I really, really think that there's got to be an age limit.
Yeah, it was one of those things where I just kind of went, I just got to delete this post. Because every so often I kind of go, you know what? I feel like the Sonic girls and boys are intelligent enough that we can have a serious conversation about something like breastfeeding. And every time somebody's got to go ahead and prove me wrong, all I said was, wow, that's kind of shocking. Something out of the ordinary, you react with shock. That's sort of the definition of shock, isn't it?
Yeah.
Somebody replied in their post that, now Sonic is shaming mothers for breastfeeding. And it's kind of like, no, that's not what's happening. So I would hate to have somebody think that I feel that way. So I just punted it.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Arctic Monkeys frontman Alex Turner, live from Sonic 1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge.
Are you ready for me to sing right now, sir? Yep. Cool. Look at you, just jack of all trades in it over there. Eh? Your love is like a studded leather headlock. Your kiss, it could put creases in the rain. You're rarer than a can of dandelion and burdock. And those other girls are just post-mix lemonade. Suck it and see you never know. Sit next to me before I go. Jigsaw women with horror movie shoes. Be cruel to me, 'cause I'm a fool for you. I poured my aching heart into a pop song. I couldn't get the hang of poetry. That's not a skirt girl, that's a sawn-off shotgun. And I can only hope you've got it aimed at me. Suck it and see you never know. Sit next to me before I go. Jigsaw women with horror movie shoes. Be cruel to me, 'cause I'm a fool for you. Blue moon girls from once upon a Shangri-La, how I often wonder where you are. You have got that face that just says, baby, I was made to break your heart. Suck it and see you never know. Sit next to me before I go. Jigsaw women with horror movie shoes. Be cruel to me, 'cause I'm a fool for you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So I can see Arctic Monkeys live from the Booster Juice Listener Lounge here at Sonic 1029. This next one is called Love is a Laser Quest, Arctic Monkeys Sonic Session.
Do you still feel younger than you thought you would by now? Oh, darling, have you started feeling old yet? Don't worry, I'm sure that you're still breaking hearts with the efficiency that only youth can harness. And do you still think love is a laser quest? Or do you take it all more seriously? I've tried to ask you this in some daydreams that I've had, but you're always busy being make-believe. And do you look into the mirror to remind yourself you're there, or as somebody's goodnight kiss has got that covered? When I'm not being honest, I pretend that you were just some lover. And now I can't think of there without thinking of you. I doubt that comes as a surprise. And I can't think of anything to dream about. I can't find anywhere to hide. And when I'm hanging on by the rings around my eyes, and I convince myself I need another, and for a minute it gets easier to pretend that you were just some lover. I never really figured out what to do here in this tune. And when I'm pipe and slippers and rocking chair, singing dreadful songs about summer, well, I've found a better method of pretending you were just some lover. Well, I've found a better method of pretending you were just some lover. You know, instead of saying dreadful songs about summer then, because I was looking at the hubcap warehouse, I almost, like, hubcaps almost came out instead of summer. That would be awesome. Like, singing dreadful songs about...
It's a Sonic 1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast.